stay tuned for one of the most unusual and fascinating hours you'll ever hear. The subject is UFOs. Welcome to the Paranet UFO Continuum, a one-hour program dedicated to a very strange phenomena, unidentified flying objects. Whether or not you believe UFOs exist, the controversy is real, and this program will try to get to the bottom of it. Your host is Michael Corbin, Director of Paranet Information Services, a global communications network based near Denver, Colorado, dedicated to the investigation of UFOs. We invite you to keep an open mind as we discuss one of the most fascinating and strange subjects in the world. Here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And good evening. Tonight we're going to have a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to do. Sometimes I feel like I'm suffering from information overload. But anyway, get a pencil and paper handy because I'm going to give out some numbers and some information. And we got a new sponsor. We're going to welcome a new sponsor tonight. It's one that we're going to have some fun with, too, by the way. The company is called Alien Grays, and they make a variety of colorful T-shirts for the UFO enthusiast. Among them are some T-shirts such as an Alien Gray shirt. It's got a picture of an alien head, the big almond-shaped eyes. There's a shirt that features Fire in the Sky, the movie, the Travis Walton episode a couple of years ago. A T-shirt that says Mars, the Answers Awaits shirt. X-Files and Star Trek T-shirts, and several others featuring alien crafts and various space art. So now, what I want you to do is I'm inviting you to give Alien Grays a call at 203-875-1166 during the week and ask for a free catalog. That's 203-875-1166. I'm going to give that number out again during the hour. Now, also, we're going to give away some T-shirts tonight. In fact, we're going to give one away right now to the eighth caller. Whoever the eighth caller is, it calls 1-800-836-2009. That's 1-800-UFO-2009. That's a toll-free number. So the eighth caller is going to get a free T-shirt. And we're going to, you know, give another one away later in the hour, so keep listening. We'll tell you when to call in again later. Okay, now, moving on. I've got some information tonight regarding the GAO investigation, and also I'm going to mention something, too, about the autopsies of the alleged alien beings that are being circulated around out there. I've had a chance to see the couple of the GIF files, and I'll tell you about that in just a second. First, I want to read this article. It came off the Newswire from Albuquerque. It says, key military documents on the so-called Roswell incident cited by UFO buffs as an alien crash were apparently destroyed without authorization decades ago. This is a Congressman Schiff says this. Congressman Schiff of New Mexico said, a General Accounting Office report sheds no new light on the 1947 crash and that important documents are missing. The military cannot explain who destroyed them or why, he said. For nearly half a century, the mysterious crash has fueled speculation about aliens in the New Mexico desert, Cold War secrecy, and a government cover-up. That's the end of that little blurb off the wire service. So, there you have it. Is it a surprise? Government documents are missing, and they are telling the GAO that those documents that were destroyed decades ago. Nobody knows why, nobody knows how, or who did it, or who authorized it. So, there we have another layer heaped on top of this big enigma, this big mystery about what happened in 1947. But the problem is, and I think you'll agree with me, there have been more stories and there have been more hoaxes, I think, surrounding some of the UFO phenomena for years that you're going to probably say, well, I don't know if he knows what he's talking about, but this Roswell video that is allegedly circulating around out there, we've talked about this on the program. Ray Santilli, who is a British, I'm not quite sure about Santilli, but he allegedly came in possession of several reels of 16mm film. Some of it was unusable. It was so old and deteriorated. But allegedly this video or this film shows an autopsy being conducted on an alien being. Now, it's my understanding that sometime in August there's going to be a special aired on the Fox Network, and this is only rumor now, but they're supposed to be showing several minutes of this video, and I've been watching this kind of carefully, and I have urged strong caution. Well, we got a copy, or actually three copies. They're GIF files. If you're a computer user, you'll know what I'm talking about. These are image files that show, first of all, one of them is a close-up of the head of this alleged alien, and the other one is a full side view of the alien, and the third one is a upper torso shot, you know, from the side of an alien being. Now, I must say that whatever this is, it looks real. It does look real. But it appears to be human, but it's very small, smaller. It looks like a small man, of course, hairless, and the abdomen is bloated, and there is severe damage to what appears to be the left thigh. But nevertheless, it does have an unusually large cranium and an extended back part of the skull that looks quite unusual, and the eyes are extremely large, but there's no way to tell what kind of eyes they are, you know, if they're human eyes or not. But the thing is, I keep hearing rumors, and this is just one thing to think about. I keep hearing rumors that this film is the possible film that has been talked about for years. A researcher years ago named Robert Emmenager was approached and told that he was going to be given film by the government that proved aliens were here around us on the Earth. Now, Emmenager, again, you know, never did get this film, but it allegedly showed the Holloman Air Force Base landing. And then you'll know that Linda Moulton Howe, the famous producer of Strange Harvest, also had an episode with AFOSI a couple of years ago where they approached her and told her that they were going to give her this film and showed conclusively that there were alien beings here. And, of course, Linda went and got a contract with HBO to do the documentary, and this whole thing fell apart. Nothing ever came of it. This film has been talked about for years and years and years. I strongly suspect that this film could be the same film that these ufologists have been approached about for years. But it is not beyond the realm of possibility, from what I can see in looking at this photograph, it is not beyond the realm of possibility that what we are seeing is indeed a real autopsy. But not of an alien being, but possibly of some type of human being that has been subjected to some type of genetic experimentation or something like that. Now, I realize that sounds really heinous, but consider, we know now that the government has been releasing documents that indicated that some very bizarre experiments were taking place on human beings years ago. For example, I cite probably the one that's most well-known by most people, the government feeding radioactive milk to retarded children. Now, last week, Keith Farrell was on the program. We talked about the Roswell crash and the possibility that the Roswell crash was the crash of a V-2 rocket that might have had children on board. And think about this. If they came down in the desert where they were not supposed to, say they came down on Brazel's Ranch, and they found this thing, and they knew that if the public ever got hold of this, live children being utilized in this type of experimentation, there would be a lot of stuff coming down the mountain on that kind of deal. So they had to come up with some kind of deal, you know, to put this down. My theory is that that's what this is about. And I still say that this is something that you want to be very cautious about, whether or not you buy into it or not. This requires a lot. Film does not prove anything. Remember that. Anybody can, you know, jack around with film and do stuff with it. The real proof is going to be in the pudding, if you will. We need a body. And if we have a body and we can look at this body and examine it and tell you that it is alien, then we have something there. So, anyway, I want to announce we got a winner. Phil from, it looks like Meridian, Idaho is the winner of our first T-shirt. So, like I said, keep listening, and we're going to give out a couple more tonight, so during the course of the hour. My guests tonight are going to be David and Andrea Pritchard. We're going to be talking about a book called Alien Discussions. This is the proceedings of the Abduction Study Conference that was held at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts in, I believe it was 93. Very interesting conference, and we're going to get into that tonight on the next segment when we join my guests. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. Give us a call. It's a toll-free number. My name is Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum. We'll be right back.
There are many magazines about UFOs. Continuum is different.
Continuum is the official quarterly publication of Paranet and MICAP, and is the outgrowth of Paranet's worldwide communications network on paranormal phenomena. It's in-depth, challenging, and above all, fascinating. It takes a straight-ahead, no-nonsense look at UFOs, worldwide sighting reports, parapsychology, abduction phenomena, futuristic science, and much, much more. You can get Continuum for just $18 a year. Continuum is also available by fax for a small additional fee. Be informed. Call now and subscribe to Continuum. Call 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. Continuum, published by Paranet Information Services and MICAP. Order yours today at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. Continuum, one of the most fascinating magazines you'll ever read.
The Kings of Concussion, Vince and Larry.
If you don't wear your seatbelt and your car rolls, my friend, that's when your headaches begin. When your fragile body flips end over end, that's when your headaches begin. Tell him, Vince.
Now, baby, listen up. Seatbelts are something you can't live without. When that car rolls over, it spits you right out.
Yes, it does. So please wear your seatbelts, 'cause your skull doesn't bend. That's when your headaches begin.
A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Stay in touch with the latest on the growing UFO phenomena by fax, computer network, and this program, the Paranet UFO Continuum. Here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And welcome back to the program. And speaking of computer networks, let me give you our phone number. If you have a computer and a modem, you can get these three GIF files. They are now on the Paranet BBS, and you can get them. And there's also what I call a view imager. It's a software that allows you to look at a GIF file. So if you want to call and get these three pictures of these alleged alien autopsy still photos, you can call 303-863-0469. That's 303-863-0469. And I also have another number for you, too. It's another bulletin board site, another Paranet bulletin board site. It's 303-985-5903. 303-985-5903. Those pictures are not on that one yet, but they'll be over there later on tonight after the program. But again, those files are free. You can get those downloaded and take a look at them. So give it a call. It's a bulletin board. It's a software and the stuff to look at them. Okay? Now, let's take a call. We got a caller calling in from Boise, Idaho. Jim, good evening. Jim?
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine.
What's your question?
I just want to, add in a little bit more information, if you like, in regards to the Roswell pictures.
Sure.
I have four of the five pictures that are available.
Okay.
I listened to an interview the other night with Ray Santilli on the radio.
Right.
And these pictures are just a sample of the edited pictures that this gentleman took when he was the official photographer for the Army when they did the autopsy.
Uh-huh.
These were the leftover pictures. And they're going to be shown on the Fox Network on the 28th of August.
Okay.
And it'll be on the Encounter show. And let's see, you mentioned you've seen three of the pictures, is that correct?
Yeah, I've got three of the one of the head up close.
Okay.
I got an upper torso side shot and a full body side shot.
Okay, did you see the hand?
No, I have not seen the hand.
There's a view, like, looking from the feet towards the head,
uh-huh.
And it shows the damaged leg is actually the right leg,
okay.
The right thigh leg, and the right hand is severed almost completely off. Another fact, a point of interest, is the hands and the feet. There's six toes and six fingers on the hands and feet.
And you can see this in the picture?
You can just barely make it out on the one shot,
okay.
Looking from the foot area. And let's see what else. The eyes are extremely large. They have a membrane going over the top of them.
I've heard about this. Now, does the photograph show the membrane?
No, it doesn't. It shows the eyes looking up.
Okay, that's the one I've got. The one
yeah,
with
like
the
traumatized
yeah.
incident.
Jim, tell me, what's your take on this?
I'll tell you, whatever this is really, really strange.
Yeah.
It's either real, which brings up a whole new... You know,
sure.
effect of everything,
uh-huh.
or it's the greatest hoax ever.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
The general consensus at first was that it was phony, but the more you look at it, the more people are looking at it now, they're starting to think the other way.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, do you have our bulletin board phone number?
No, I don't.
I'd like to see those if you want to upload
okay.
them to us. It's the number is 303-863-0469.
69, okay.
And that's
I'll have the fifth, and I think there's a sixth picture available. I'll have the fifth one Monday.
Okay.
And if there's a sixth one, I'll get it Tuesday, too.
All right, and Jim, thank you very much. And as soon as those are available, we'll make them available to the public.
Sure, no problem.
Great. Thank you for your call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let's move on. I want to do say one thing, though. This is very, just like Jim said, this is a very interesting thing. These pictures are creepy. I mean, they really are creepy. And they show something, and it doesn't look right, but again, it's either the greatest hoax or, you know, it's this is the real thing. So we'll see where this goes. And as he said, August 28th on the Fox Network, I guess on Encounters, is when they're supposed to show, I understand, 30 minutes of this video. Okay, let's move along to our guest tonight. I think it was 1993. There was a conference that was held in September at MIT in Cambridge to deal with the abduction phenomena. It is really, truly the first of its kind in that it was a scientific gathering of people. And when I say scientific, we had people there were people there at the conference, which the Pritchards will tell us about tonight, that came together as well as percipients or people that have alleged the abduction experience. To talk about what is going on, and this conference was held. We'll get to all the details on that. You know about the secrecy and the reason for it. But what was yielded out of it was a very impressive reference text called "Alien Discussions: The Proceedings of the Abduction Study Conference," held at MIT, Cambridge, Massachusetts. It was edited by Andrea Pritchard and David Pritchard, among others, John Mack, Pam Casey, and Claudia Yap. You're going to get information on how to get this book if you're interested in pursuing it further. But let me introduce my guests. David Pritchard is a Bachelor of Science, Caltech, 1962, PhD, Harvard, 1968. He's been a professor of physics at MIT since 1970. He was a National Science Foundation predoctoral fellow, is a fellow of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and the American Physical Society, whose Broida Prize in Chemical Physics he received in 1991. His group conducts experimental research in atom interferometers and ultra-precise mass spectrometry. Except for a paper at TREAT 2, his research into the abduction phenomenon has been published only in the proceedings of this conference, of which he is the chair. It is my pleasure to welcome him and his wife, Andrea Pritchard. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for being on the program.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike.
Before we go to our break, let's go right to the heart of this. What is the what was your take on this whole thing? What was this about?
Well, basically, my position is that I'm curious. I don't have a belief position one way or the other. I think that to my way of thinking, it's possible for intelligent civilizations to travel or send robots from one star system to another,
mm-hmm.
Extrapolating human technology. For instance, there has already been a conference. I didn't have anything to do with it. It was at NYU last fall, in which people were considering how to send a probe to the next, the nearest couple of stars. So if we're already thinking about that now, given another, 100 million years of technology, we'll be able to do it. So I think it's reasonable to look here. So, and here are all these people with these relatively consistent stories. So I thought that that's what got me interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what my approach has been twofold. One, it's been to try to find physical evidence that would indicate that this is a real phenomenon. And the second one is to run this conference, which I did with John Max and the help of the conference committee. And that's resulted in this this volume of alien discussions, which my wife put 2 years into editing the thing. It's a tremendous task. There are over 110 different papers in it, and a lot of the discussion that goes on at the conference, right after any particular paper. And it's just tough to get that all down and written in lay people's terms, because a lot of these people who made presentations are PhDs. They have, they're a psychiatrist or they're scientists or they're folklorists, whatever they are. They have jargon in their field, and if you don't edit the thing carefully, there'll be words in there that the layperson won't understand.
Sure, and this is a very, very comprehensive book. It's the proceedings on the conference, the Abduction Study Conference in 92. And when we come back from break, we're going to get into more of this in depth and, take your calls and questions out there. My guests are David and Andrea Pritchard. They are the editors of the Alien Discussions Proceedings of the Abduction Study Conference that was held at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. Toll-free number, give us a call. If you have any questions for our guests regarding abductions or whatever is on your mind, give us a call, because this is a very interesting proceeding. We're going to talk about this again in depth coming back from the break. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum. We'll be right back.
Paranet and MICAP, the Multinational Investigations Cooperative on Aerial Phenomena, gives you a chance to hear and read more about UFOs and the paranormal. Catch up on our previous Paranet radio shows with cassette tapes you can order for $8 each, or two tapes for $6 each, three or more at $5 each. Become a member of Paranet and subscribe to Continuum, Paranet's quarterly magazine. And don't forget our stunning black t-shirt with a background of galaxies, stars, and comets, the Paranet and MICAP logos, and a beautiful blue-green planet Earth. When you order from Paranet, you're helping to support this program. Call now for more information or to order your tapes, Continuum subscriptions, or t-shirts at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. Paranet, your window on the universe at 1-800-UFO-NET-1.
Grab a pen and get ready to copy down a computer address. It's an email address where you can reach the Paranet Information Services BBS through America Online. With America Online's Internet Gateway, you can send us mail and we can respond to you personally through your America Online screen name. With America Online's Usenet Newsgroup tie-in, you can also access the 7 Paranet newsgroups dealing with UFOs, metaphysics, paranormal activity, and others. Learn about our upcoming shows and pose questions in advance. And if your question is selected, you'll get a free cassette copy of the show. You'll also find summaries of past shows. If you're not already a customer of America Online, call 1-800-827-6364 for more information. Now, here's that email address to reach us. It's paranet@aol.com or paranet@paranet.org. America Online and Paranet, a winning combination.
truth is sometimes stranger than fiction. Finding out the truth is the hard part. Join us in our search with the Paranet UFO Continuum. Here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And once again, I want to welcome a new sponsor to the program. It's Alien Grays. That's the name of the company. You can call them during the week at area code 203-875-1166. That's 203-875-1166. Now, as we did at the beginning of the program, we're going to do another one real quick here. We're going to give away another T-shirt. And once again, these T-shirts are really interesting. We've got an Alien Gray shirt that shows an alien head. There's a Fire in the Sky T-shirt, Mars Awaits the Answer. The Answer Awaits, I'm sorry. X-Files and Star Trek shirts, and there's several others that you can get access to by ordering their catalog at that 203 number again. Give us a call, 1-800-836-2009. The eighth caller is going to get a free T-shirt, 1-800-836-2009. And back to our guests, David and Andrea Pritchard. Now, we're talking about the MIT conference. Now, this was held in June of 92, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Although usually we call it the conference that was held at MIT because MIT didn't sponsor it.
Okay, sure.
They allowed me to organize it there.
Okay.
Or be, or you know, with the committee.
All right. Now, David, tell me how you got involved in this in this business, and what was the main thrust of organizing a conference?
The real reason that I wanted to organize a conference is because there are, to really deal with all the issues involved in this business, you not only have to set out, you know, what are the issues, you know, what are the investigators finding,
mm-hmm.
that you can perhaps find in books and things like that. But you also have to say, well, now, what is the take of a sociologist on this? You know, how does it compare with,
sure.
with mass delusions? And you want to know what the psychiatrists think, and you want to know what psychologists who administer tests think, and you want to know what physicists and other scientists think about the evidence, and so on. You know, what do radiologists think about the purported MRI pictures of the implants in the heads and so on. You know, you can't find that out. So I wanted to make a conference that would get all this information out, get it organized, get it critiqued to some extent by the other people at the conference, and get it available in one place.
Mm-hmm.
I had hoped to, I still hope that we will attract some additional researchers into this phenomenon.
I'm sure you probably will.
Don't understand it very well at all.
Andrea, I want to also invite you to jump in anytime you want. Tell us what your background is, Andrea.
Well, I'm an artist. I've studied humanities. So in terms of editing something, I felt that I would present myself as an intelligent layman along with Pam Casey and Claudia Yap, and we just went through and looked at the papers and looked at the information and found out what was not clear and tried to get the people who wrote the papers to explain it to us,
mm-hmm.
and then this finally got put into the proceedings. So I guess my background is a humanist and a person interested in all of this stuff, and particularly I tend to talk to the people individually. Dave tends to look at the reports en masse. So we have different strengths and different ways of going at this thing.
Okay. Now, David, with your scientific background, what did you find in this conference that stood out the most from a scientific angle? You know, one of the biggest problems that ufology has is attracting a scientific mind or, you know, the scientific arena to study this, inviting them to study this. But for you, obviously there's something there that piqued your curiosity. What really stood out the most about the conference that got your interest?
Well, I guess in terms of the conference itself, I thought that the most interesting result was the paper by John Miller discussing the similarities and differences between alien medical exams and human medical exams.
Okay.
As you know, well, if looking at it as a scientist and saying, look, let's dismiss all the evidence which might possibly be tainted by investigators leading investigatees or investigatees talking to each other, that will dismiss most of the evidence, or the testimonial evidence in this business.
Mm-hmm.
So what's left? Well, one thing certainly is Eddie Bullard's classic study in 1987 on stolen time, or Measure of a Mystery, I think, is the title of the longer one.
Right.
In which he found patterns in the abduction scenario that nobody realized were patterns before he found them in already told tales. So all the arguments about how people had read about this in the popular books and then they just told the tales, that couldn't be true because there was no place to read about the pattern until he found it. So you have to explain why these patterns exist after the stories were told that nobody knew about when the stories were told.
Now, you meant...
One of the things that he found was that the table exam was the key onboard procedure.
Uh-huh.
And so Miller took this one step farther, which is what you do in science. You take some result that has several new implications, and you take the most promising one, and you go blast on that. And so he took the medical exam, and what he found was that there were an awful lot of differences between medical exams given by human doctors and medical exams given by alien doctors, or reported to be given by.
He himself is a doctor, and so he knew what he was expecting to find as a doctor, and what the alien, what was reported about the aliens was totally different.
Now, how many, you know, what kind of database was he using to derive these?
He did not have a large database.
Okay.
He had, I think, perhaps 20 cases, about half of them his own, and then about half of them he collected from other investigators.
Including some of Eddie's.
Some of Eddie Bullard's.
Yes.
Yeah. The thing is, now, when you're talking about this, I know that that study, the Roper study, played a significant role in establishing some of the criteria for this type of an experience. What is your take on how many people might have experienced or might be experiencing the abduction phenomena?
Okay, well, I don't think that... I think the Roper poll has a tremendous flaw in it, and I'm really disappointed with how things have worked out there, because although the questions that they use to filter abductees to, you know, supposed abductees are questions that abductees generally answer yes to, they didn't turn it around and show that people who answered yes to a group of these things, if examined further, gave typical abduction stories. So that was never established in there. Also, they did not count, have you ever seen a UFO, as a question that indicated a person might be an abductee, which in my experience, there is a high correlation there. But there are a couple of other studies. There's one by Joe Nyman, and there's one reported secondhand by Dr. David Gordon, in which people have gone out into the general population and scanned, and just asked a lot of people, and generally they ask mainly the bedroom question, you know, have you ever awakened at night and thought, and so on. And then they just go on from there, and in both of those cases they found over 1% of people that those investigators classified as abductees.
Now, what could that represent in numbers?
Well, if you extrapolate to the whole population, that extrapolates to a couple million.
Okay.
However, right now I would say that we have, if we added up all of the cases that have been reasonably studied, in other words, maybe four or five visits to the investigator, I would think that in the country now there might be 10,000.
Okay. All right. Hold that. We're gonna take another break, and when we come back, we'll get a little bit more in depth in that too. David and Andrea Pritchard are my guests. We're talking about the proceedings of the Abduction Study Conference that was held at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The book is Alien Discussions. We've been talking about that as well. Andrea is was the primary editor on this, and very interesting book. We're going to tell you how to get a copy of it. Also, Mike in Rockford, Illinois, won that T-shirt that we gave away just the last couple minutes. He's listening on our affiliate in Rockford, WROK. So, we'll be right back after this break. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum.
There are many magazines about UFOs. Continuum is different. Continuum is the official quarterly publication of Paranet and MICAP, and is the outgrowth of Paranet's worldwide communications network on paranormal phenomena. It's in-depth, challenging, and above all, fascinating. It takes a straight-ahead, no-nonsense look at UFOs, worldwide sighting reports, parapsychology, abduction phenomena, futuristic science, and much, much more. You can get Continuum for just $18 a year. Continuum is also available by fax for a small additional fee. Be informed. Call now and subscribe to Continuum. Call 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-836-6381. Continuum, published by Paranet Information Services and MICAP. Order yours today at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. Continuum, one of the most fascinating magazines you'll ever read.
You are my baby. You're the kind of lady that deserves fine things. The kind of lady who wears pearls like you were born in them, yeah. You know that a limousine is made for driving, yeah. And she's got hair that flows in the breeze like a salmon that's swimming upstream against the current.
If you think this is going on too long, you're right. Remember, shorter showers save water. This message sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
Listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum. Whether or not you believe in UFOs, there's a lot about the subject you haven't heard. Stay tuned. Keep an open mind. Call in and join the discussion. Once again, here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And welcome back, my guests, David and Andrea Pritchard. We're talking about the Abduction Study Conference that was held in 1992, in June 1992. David or Andrea, either one of you can answer this question, but... This conference was surrounded by a considerable amount of, I guess you could call it, secrecy. What was the reason for that, and why was it so important to do it that way?
I guess I should answer that. I wouldn't say that it was secret. It was public knowledge that the conference was being held.
Okay.
What was restricted was attendance at the conference.
Okay. And why was that?
The reason was, first of all, that in my experience, conferences with more than about 100 attendees don't ever get a character where there is some cross-examination and give and take.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing, obviously, is that there are a lot of people who think very emotionally and have extremely polarized beliefs in this field. And frankly, we wanted to exclude those people. We didn't think that they would contribute to an air of general discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a very elaborate procedure where people just, you know, even famous people in the field were not invited to talk. They were invited to submit abstracts, which were then judged by the program committee, and those abstracts that were selected by the majority of the committee, or by the most people, were then
selected
into the program,
mm-hmm.
And then those people were officially invited and came and gave their presentations. So, you know, we just didn't invite people per se. They had to go through this filtering process.
Okay, and of course, now we had C.D.B. Bryan on the program a couple of weeks ago. You just came out with a book, Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind. It was a report on the conference.
Right.
His impression was, toward the end, he thought it was good, and I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just curious what your opinion is on the way that it seemed to go and what the outcome was. How did it end?
Well, you know, first of all, this was the first conference, and it's a very complicated field, so we didn't reach a conclusion. Okay.
Okay.
I would say that I'm quite happy with Cordy's book. You know, Cordy is, you know, there's a general feeling that all people who work on this are kooks, if for no other reason than because they work on this.
Right.
Cordy is was before he came to the conference a nationally known investigative reporter. His book Friendly Fire. Actually, I read that book. When he had asked to come, and then we decided he would be a fine person with a national reputation for being an investigative reporter to come and take a look at this phenomenon, which he did in much more detail than I expected. Originally, we thought he was going to write an article or two for The New Yorker and turn into this book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he hasn't solved the problem, but he's said a lot of things in his book that are the same as what Dave Jacobs' book or other people's book are telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And so presumably this adds a little bit of legitimacy to the overall topic, to the, at least considering the overall topic, because here you have a good investigative reporter and he hasn't found that everybody's a kook in the business.
Sure. Now, after this comprehensive conference takes place, what is the main thrust of the direction now? Where do you go from here, so to speak? Where is the direction going to take? What direction is it going to take now? What are you looking for?
Well, what I would like to see happen, and I'm a little disappointed because not much of this has happened. First of all, my own research went ahead, and I've now found that the implant that Richard Price alleged was an alien implant was, as far as the analysis can show, human damaged tissue with cotton fibers stuck in it.
Okay.
And we have some analysis of MRIs, and basically none of the MRIs that claim to show alien implants really show anything except maybe a little bit of congestion that you might get normally in your nose if you lived in the Northeast in the wintertime,
mm-hmm.
and it dried out. So there really is no physical evidence, and I want to make that point really strongly.
Okay. I think it's an important point to make, too.
You know, and on the other hand, I want to really castigate some of the investigative community for not trying in a scientific manner to collect this evidence and present it. In particular, Dr. Richard Neal issued a challenge. He couldn't attend the conference, but John Miller, who is a friend of his, also a doctor from LA, issued a challenge to document a case of a missing pregnancy, which, as you know, there must be probably 2,000 women who have made this claim,
mm-hmm.
in conjunction with their abduction story. And no one has won the prize yet, or the reward.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it must be because the investigators just are not thinking, I have to go out and get really definitive evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are just satisfied with testimonial evidence.
Right, which is not going to prove anything.
You know, Dr. Neal is a gynecologist. He's not going to accept that. He's not even going to accept the chemical test. He needs to have an ultrasound.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, and I respect that very much, you know, because David, if you don't go for the scientific proof, if you don't go for the document to, you know, the documents and the thing to document the experience, you have nothing but phenomenology, or you have nothing but a story. And that seems like I was very impressed with Dr. Gottlieb's report in the proceedings. Talking about, you know, the state of the database, if you will, the state of the research. And I highly agree with him that there's going to have to be a lot of things done to bring it up to speed and be able to...
One of his big criticisms is the question of sample bias. If we think that there are 2 million people who have had these experiences in the general population, and we've only investigated the 10,000 who came forward and presented themselves to various investigators,
mm-hmm.
we have to say, well, now, wait a minute, do they represent what the whole 2 million is like, or is there something special about these people who chose to come forward?
Sure.
And this is one of my big disappointments. The Roper poll had in it a question, were you willing to be contacted further on this? So And a lot of people there checked yes. So here you have a sample that the Roper people, you know, were paid to professionally select an unbiased sample of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the responses to the key questions. Now you've got a gold mine of people who were selected in an absolutely random way in the population, and you should go out and study these people and see if their abduction stories are any different from the ones of the people who come and present to you.
Absolutely, and I agree with you.
That hasn't been done. You know, anyone in the field could have done that, and nobody did it. Any of the investigators could have said, okay, I'm now going to devote 25% of my effort to going out and really studying the general population by asking for the results of the Roper poll and for these people in my area, and Nobody did.
Okay, hold that. We're going to come back after this break, and we're going to get information about how you can get a copy of Alien Discussions, the Proceedings of the Abduction Study Conference held at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts. A very, very interesting book edited by Andrea Pritchard. And my guests are David and Andrea Pritchard. We're talking about this, so stay tuned. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum. We'll be right back.
It's been said, the pen is mightier than the sword. With Paranet, the computer and modem is mightier than the pen. Paranet is the world's foremost electronic authority on UFOs and the paranormal. Paranet gives you rapid access to UFO researchers, investigators, and others like you who want to know what's going on. You'll find stimulating discussions, valuable resources, and best of all, an interactive link to the world through the Internet's information superhighway. There's a variety of departments dealing with paranormal activities, parapsychology, alien abduction research, conspiracy theories and government cover-ups, and cutting-edge science. There's even a skeptics conference. Paranet also has the world's most comprehensive database of news articles, citing reports, and much more, available for a small fee. So plug into power and knowledge with Paranet. Call the data line at Area 303-429-2713. That's 303-429-2713. Or for more information, contact Paranet at 303-429-2654.
Pilots, when you fly, you need convenient, accurate information for safe flight and landing operations, as well as local businesses that provide you with the services and treatment you deserve. The Skyway Publications Airport Directory and Entertainment Guides are what you need. These are free, pocket-sized guides giving you information about large and small airports all over the country. Information like radio frequencies, runway systems, coordinates, and taxiways, as well as fuel and aircraft services provided at the airport, and local businesses catering to private pilots. It's yours free. Ask the fixed base operator at your favorite stops to carry the Skyway Airport Directory and Entertainment Guides, or call Area 303-669-1800. Skyway Publications, your ticket to safer, cheaper, and more convenient flight. Talk to the FBO at your favorite destinations or call Skyway Publications at Area 303-669-1800.
UFOs, strange lights in the sky, crashed saucers, alien abductions, secret military projects, government cover-ups, hoaxes, and frauds. We cover it all on the Paranet UFO Continuum. Now back to your host, Michael Corbin.
And once again, we want to welcome our new sponsor, Alien Grays. And once again, we're going to give away another T-shirt real quick to that sixth caller. That's the sixth caller to 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. So give us a call. The sixth caller gets a T-shirt. Okay, my guests, David and Andrea Pritchard, we are talking about Alien Discussions, a conference that was held at MIT in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 92. Andrea, give us information as to how people can get in touch with you to get a copy of this book.
Well, unfortunately, the book is fairly expensive, but it's certainly worthwhile because it is an overview of the field of alien abduction.
I highly recommend it myself because I've read it, and it is full of really, I think it's valuable information.
Yes, and if you can't afford it yourself, do go off and ask your library to see if they can get it, because it really is a good library book. You can get it for $69.95 and send that to Proceedings, Post Office Box 241, North Cambridge Post Office, Cambridge, Mass., 02140.
Okay. Is there a phone number?
Yes, 617-354-6007. I'm sorry, but we can't take credit cards, but we can certainly give you more information over the phone.
Okay. I want to thank you very much, both of you, for being on the program. It was very enlightening and very interesting. And David, I want to encourage you to keep it up. Keep up the fight. Keep after it, because we need information and we need to get some kind of a bead on this problem.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, next week we're going to be talking to a couple of ufologists, and we're going to be talking about a conference that's going to be held in Denver, so be sure and stay tuned and listen to that. Wings and Colorado Mutual UFO Network is going to sponsor a four-day bus tour to Roswell, New Mexico, where some people believe a flying saucer crashed in 47. The tour will leave Denver September 9th for a two-day stay in Roswell, featuring a tour of UFO museums, a dinner, and speakers who supposedly witnessed the crash. The package price is $400, includes meals and three nights lodging, some meals and three nights lodging. Give them a call at 970-495-3421. That's it for the hour for us, and I want to thank you for joining us. I want to also thank the people at the Metropolis Cafe, the undiscovered Greek restaurant in Denver. Excellent Euros. Koufax and Logan, I go there for lunch. Hope to see you there. Until next week, I'm Michael Corbin telling you to keep your eyes on the skies. Good night.